Just words.
Finding the line between free speech and protecting the vulnerable.
You can't say or do anything anymore. Otherwise, you'll be dragged off to the law courts.
Why is this the pressing issue of our time?
Yes, we are talking about 2SER's first original podcast, Just Words. Now, on Monday, I introduced you to the concept and talked about how we're looking at True Tales from 18C, the part of the Racial Discrimination Act that makes it illegal to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate someone because of their race or ethnicity. We met a couple of the producers who've been toiling away to make episodes. Yesterday, Jake Morecambe told us all about 18C and included a little bit around 18D. That's the section that makes exceptions to 18C and says when you are allowed to be offensive. Well, today, Anthony Dockrell is in and we're talking, well, I keep saying this. I'm pretty sure we've chatted about this before. We're talking angry white men, aren't we?
This is my specialty. I was born to talk about this.
We were born to talk about this.
Both
indeed.
Of us are.
Yeah. Now, we've got Talking Lionhelm.
Yes, we are. Well, Malcolm Roberts will make a guest appearance.
Oh, fantastic. Look, who wouldn't want that?
Back in August 2016, on ABC's Insiders, Barry Cassidy spoke with David Lionhelm and Malcolm Roberts, the tango and cash of Australian politics. And, you know, the conversation eventually got around to 18C. And, you know, unsurprisingly, both men are against 18C. But they, both of them individually made a point, an interesting point, that raised a number of eyebrows, that offence is always taken, never given.
Taken, never given.
Yeah. Now, Fairfax journalist Mark Kenny was watching this, and he was basically astounded at what he heard, that both these men thought that, you know, it didn't matter what slur or abuse you laid out on somebody, it was the recipient's problem. It was their choice.
The onus is on the listener to be offended.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So, look, he then wrote a piece. He wrote a column that appeared in the Fairfax papers, and he basically tested this. He tested that, you know, offence is taken, never given, and he basically went for both of them. And look, here's how it opens. David Lionhelm is a boorish, supercilious know-it-all with the empathy of a Besser Block. And that new Hansonite conspiracy theorist from Queensland, he's an absurdist fringe dweller, a fellow hate speech apologist. And it's a case of wacky and wackier.
Wacky and wackier?
Neither of these self-promoting misanthropes would have the first idea about entrenched discrimination, yet both are experts. He went on to call them angry white men, and, you know, it's a fantastic piece. You should read it. It's still online.
It's still online. That tells me what I need to know about this case, but go on.
Yes. So, look, you know, David Lionhelm, he went on the project and said he wasn't offended.
Okay.
How could he? Just said offence is taken, never given. You know, if he was offended, then there's a word in the dictionary called hypocrite that might apply. But he did make a complaint to the Human Rights Commission under 18C that angry white men or angry white male was unlawful.
So not offended, but decided to make a complaint for reason?
Well, if you follow his logic, he was trying to show that 18C is, you know, impinging on our freedom of speech. And so, you know, so there were elements of Mark Kenny's article which were actually illegal.
Wow. That's, no, what?
Yeah. And so, look, I won't be giving too much away because, I mean, this is a very public case. He lost.
Oh, David.
He lost.
Is he okay?
I think he's okay. But it is a very interesting story. And this is one that actually, for me, laid out a lot of the more particular aspects of 18C but aren't being debated. We're hearing a lot about 18C. We're hearing a lot about how, you know, listen to the IPA, it's destroying freedom of speech in this country. Nick, did you know there's 350 laws in this country that actually impinge free speech?
I did not know that.
18C is just one of them.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you can't swear the SCG, you can't yell fire in a cinema. It just goes on and on and on.
I can't swear at the SCG.
Yeah, 18C is just one of them. And the other thing that's really, really annoying about the debate is there's a lot of obsession about offend and insult, those words that are in 18C, and people think that's too low a test. What comes out in the David Lionhelm case is that offend is actually interpreted in a legal way. It's not just the normal everyday knockabout use
almost
of the word.
As if you know, it was in a legal document.
Nick, why did you wear those shoes today to work? You know,
no need to be rude about it.
Yeah. It's not that kind of offend. And so to offend somebody, it's got to be profound and have a serious effect. It's not a mere slight. But you don't hear this in the debate anywhere.
And Lionel himself said he wasn't offended. So He knew he was tying up Human Rights Commission resources on a frivolous case because he thought it was going to be an amazing test case.
Yeah. So this edition of the podcast, for me, it's an interesting one. It's a failed case. It's a, you know, it's a case of white male egos bashing themselves against 18C. And it's a very interesting outcome.
I've got to say, as the owner of a middle-aged white male ego, you know, I'm comfortable with saying that they're worthless. Look, it's a fascinating podcast series. This is a fascinating one to be looking at. Yep. I can't wait for it to come out. I really think this is going to... It's the perfect time for us to be really debating what 18C actually does for this country and this ongoing refrain.
Yeah, and look, just really quickly, on a personal level, like, I'm a news junkie, I'm a political junkie. You know, I know a lot about the 18C debate. Until I started actually looking at the cases, at the particulars of the law, I really knew nothing about this. And my mind's changed about three or four times whilst going through this. So it's a really interesting series.
Oh, look, we'll all go on a journey when it comes out. Anthony, thank you very much.
Yep.
Now, we will hear from more producers who've been working on Just Words for the rest of this week. We're really, really having a deep look at what's been going on putting this podcast together. It's called Just Words. We are telling you tales from 18C. A couple of minutes until the 8 o'clock news. Here's Tim Darcy, still waking up. Hopefully you're not, because you're late for work if you are. Sorry to tell you that.